Hey, what's going on? It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Woo!
We're at the Car Guy Cafe. I'm Furlan Arts, a subcrime hero, and I'm here with...
Woo! From your friends, the Car Guy.
Man, we're real excited. We're going to have a really good time. But tonight we have a special guest.
Special guest.
You can see right over here in this corner. Yeah, Elite FI Partners. We have Michael Offnick with us tonight, and we're excited to have him. Folks, we're going to have a great conversation with him, get to know him even more than we already know him. I'm excited to share his story with you guys. Get ready for some good stuff. Go.
What's going on? I'm ready. Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Go ahead, tag a car guy,
please tag a car gal,
and share this. Get somebody.
We'll put that little share thing and have
at the bottom scrolling for y'all. This way we can
make sure you guys remember to share. It's important to share, because sharing is caring, my friends, because tonight is going to be a special show. So, yes, we have one of our great sponsors with us tonight. Elite FI Partners. By the way, this brew has been brought to you by Elite FI Partners. You can check them out at www.elitefipartners.com. You also have our other sponsor,
which is
Think Ad Group.
You can get information by going to www.thinkadgroup.com and brew some solutions with these solutionaries.
Man.
We are so thankful to be able to
be teamed up
with some people that really want to find
this
a way to help people find solutions in the world that they're in. So without further ado, we want to bring to you our special guest, Mr. Michael Offnick from Elite FI Partners. Welcome.
Man, we're so happy to have you here. You know, we've had you on the show before, but never as the spotlight for our whole show, right? So tonight's going to be a special night. You know, the Elite FI Partners, man, they are doing some amazing stuff right now. They're trying to grow beyond what you can believe. They're taking steps that are necessary. I've seen you guys shoot your first commercial, and I'm excited to talk about that here in a little while too. But that being said, you know, right now we're having some technical difficulties on LinkedIn. So folks, if you're on LinkedIn, you know, I do apologize. Hopefully this will come on there. It keeps saying something about they're going to keep trying to get it to go. But anyway, that being said, we're excited to have you here, man.
Yeah. For those of you that are on Facebook and are on LinkedIn, go ahead and throw a message out there to your friends and let them know that, hey, you can access the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. They're live right now on YouTube and on Facebook. So check it out. Let's have some fun. Seriously, there is a solutionary that's inside of the cafe, folks, and I want to make sure that you know about him and that you know a way that he can help you elevate what it is that you're trying to do to the level where you are considered elite. And it is a big old mouthful because there is a lot that's inside of the cup of this solutionary.
Man, you say it.
And he's bringing it to us, and he's bringing it for free. There's going to be a lot of things that you can probably apply to your business right now as of this brand new month that you are graced to be able to take on as your next endeavor. And I'm just excited that he's going to actually deliver something that you can take that's going to be valuable for you to go home, put it to practice, sow it into other people, and then he's going to come and show you how to keep doing it. I'm just excited because I know who it is that's here. It's Michael. What's up, brother? You know what I mean? It's like a brother's in the room. I'm like a happy dog. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? But there's a great car guy that's here, and I'm just excited to have you with us tonight and to get this five-liner out there because some people just have been loving how deep it is that people actually get inside of these five-liners where they're expressing the true reason why they are doing what they do
Absolutely.
And the core of who it is that they are and you're doing business with, which is something that I believe we need in business.
So great news, folks. We are live on LinkedIn right now, so we're good to go. It's all fixed. So
welcome to you.
Yeah, man. Hey, but no, he's exactly right. You know, we have an elite person here with us. He's elite not just in business. He's an elite person. He's an elite friend. He's an elite parent. He's an elite husband. He does everything he can to the best that he possibly can, right? And what I love about Michael is that he also likes to share. He also likes to encourage other people. And that's something that he's been doing. You know, he he calls out to us a lot and says, you know, us doing our videos and stuff has really motivated him. But, you know, it's likewise in a lot of ways. You always support us. You always do those things. So you encourage us. You keep me wanting to do these things, right? Not to the point where you reached out and wanted to be a sponsor for us, man. And that means so much. I mean, I got it right here on the chest.
Right.
It's an honor.
So
it's hard to see on this one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited because I'm looking forward to a long partnership with you. I think that there's going to be a lot of cool things that we're going to grow together with. And, you know, the Think Ag group, there's a lot of people we can name, and we're going to probably talk about them quite a bit tonight. But, you know, the biggest thing is we want to talk about you and your company and how amazing that this company is and how fast you're growing and not just in growth in the business, but like in yourself and your self brand and the brand of Michael Offmuth, you know, in what you're trying to do. And I'm excited and I want to keep encouraging you. So this five liner is going to be a lot of fun for me.
Yes.
Pumped up. So
pumped up.
Let's get this thing going. You know, I know you know what the first question is, right?
Welcome,
so the first question is the same one we always ask. It's what is your purpose? What's your why? What motivates you every single day, Michael?
My why? Well, first off, thank you guys. I appreciate being on here. I'm excited to be here with you guys. Even like I jump in every now and then, but just doing anything with you guys excites me and it's motivating. The why. So for me, it always, and honestly, it stems back to my family. You know, we all want to have our family be proud of us. We all want, you know, to come home and then be looking at us like we're doing all the right things and have all the right answers. And that's not always the case, right? I'm not going to say I'm the guy that has all the right answers all the time, but I want to make them proud, you know. So it starts with, you know, family for me. The other part of my why, honestly, with Elite FI, the biggest thing for me is watching people grow, you know. And what I mean by that is, like, when we get in, like, we work with dealerships, but when we get into training and we get into, you know, coaching with finance people and watching the transition and how they grow with their job, that's exciting. I love doing that. And it's like watching these people elevate, even watching the people on our team elevate, and then as they elevate other people, that is just exciting watching all that come together.
Well, absolutely.
You're so right. And I know that about you. And much the reason why you're going to have major success in everything you do. You know, the only thing that you can give tips to a person like you is just, and it's not really a tip, something you're doing, is just always just encourage, you know. That's what's nice about having a team built around us, you know. Mm-hmm. Having a good partner like you do with your wife and your business also. Like Lou and I have a good partnership here. We also have that with our wives, and, you know, they're amazing. They help us support what we're trying to do.
Serious.
And, you know, that's why family to you, trying to be that. And then encouraging people to grow. Like, it's like being a parent at the same time, but yet, you know, you're a peer. And when you sit down with somebody, like I can sit here with Lou, and I don't know if I'm rambling, but
really?
I know that I know what I'm, you know what I'm trying to say is that it's, there's something amazing about that. And when I get to see Lou grow, and I want him to grow, Lou's still under 40. I want to find a way to get Lou a 40 under 40. Somehow, some way, Lou deserves a 40 under 40. He's an amazing person. So I want to make that happen. We've talked about that, but we kind of slowed down. Corona really pumped the brakes on that, but we're building it up anyway.
I don't know if it takes the new car, the new car franchise in order to have Ally as the bank. I think it's an Ally thing. I'm not positive on that.
Well, there's different ones. Now, it's not just Ally. Now, there's different ones across the nation for different things. So trust and believe, we're going to find
a way to make it happen.
But anyway,
how much time do we have for you?
Say again?
How much time do we have?
We have about 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. April 3rd, everybody.
And that's when it's all the hot season, when all the, you know, conventions are going to start going on, hopefully. And, like, you know, but even if it's not, it's going to all be virtual. So one way or the other, there's going to be a lot of awards given out. And this man deserves a lot. So anyway, let's get back to the business. And much like you, and we're going
to
help you get, let's get this talking about this. So, man, amazing family, having all that type of stuff, having that support, obviously making them proud, helping them grow, which in turn, in your heart, you're just a person who loves to help people.
Yes.
And that's something that is amazing about you. And you've been, since I've known you, since we've started just communicating, social media, on the phone, you know, whatever, which way we talk, Zoom meetings, whatever, right? It's every one of those things has always been encouraging stuff. And that's what I really like about you. So my question for you is, where did you get that type of, I'm sorry, I don't mean to skip you. I'm going to go to two questions first. Where did you get that? We used to do it this way, actually. It was different. Remember that? I used to, like, drop. Anyway, but so the second question I'm going to ask you is, where did you get that type of, like, mindset of being that type of, like, help, like, growing with your family, but also growing and helping other people grow, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, where did you get that? Who helped you get there, or whatever the way you could answer that?
It probably stems back. You know, I started 97 in the car business, 97, 98. And, you know, the first time, like, when I first got in the car business, you know, helping, I was in sales. And, you know, the first time you help a customer, you know, and you get to see their face, how they interact and the excitement, you know, and it's twofold. Like, so, you know, you have butterflies sometimes, like, as you're new in the business and you're going out and you're talking to a customer and, you know, you have a little bit of uneasiness or a nervousness sometimes, but then when you get, you know, communicating with a customer and you're excited with them, and then you see that person transition into just pure excitement, you know, that's where it spawns from. You know what I mean? Like the car business, in my opinion, is addictive, right? It's very, you know, we all get hooked on it somehow. It's almost like a drug, right? But for me, the drug was helping people, like watching it transform something in their life, something positive that came out of it. And, you know, that, you know, spawned into different things, right? And along the way, that's kind of where it all kind of came from. But just watching people, their reactions, watching them get excited, watching that energy and what it can turn into. And that would probably be where it started.
Amen. And that's amazing.
Luke, that's part of the high that car guys get.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
That takes you from,
no doubt,
from being, you know, almost ready to completely throw in the towel to being absolutely in love with the business that you're in and the decisions that you've made in life. You know what I mean? That roller coaster of up and down that some people can experience inside of this business is such an exhilarating flow. But there's also that natural high that you get in just scoring, whether the touchdown, the basket, or the goal that you have inside a business. That's the great fun of,
yes,
having the car transaction occur. You know what I mean? And we're all so kind of ingrained inside of that culture. That is our flow. That is the thing that we need to make sure that we always stoke and we keep on fire.
Yes.
That we get passionate about helping the people that we're helping and going forward with the solutions that we're finding a way to provide for customers that are diligently seeking out the best answer for themselves. You know what I mean? At the end of every day, we want to make sure that we did the absolute best for our community that we could have with the resource that we have for it, right? We can't do everything. We can just do our part, and we want to do it excellently. So that's a great segue into understanding the car guy-ism inside of you and understanding what is it that made you transition yourself so laser-focused, which laser-focused, speaking of being laser-focused, how in the world did we get to this part
without close-up?
I know, it's the interview.
I was actually pointing over the whole
forgiving,
you know what,
focusing in time,
man.
We got excited. We got excited.
What a great example.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Actually, you got us double it, man. You know,
you know what I mean? We're already in that lifestyle, right? Yeah. We've been flying together.
Oh, he's already been blessed with the forgiveness.
Yeah, he's already in there. But for those of you that need to make sure that you flex your muscles one time and do what it is that solutionaries do, apply these three F's to forgive, focus, and fly. Do this one time with us, Michael Offmith, Elite FI, and all you solutionaries out there. One, two, three, forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing.
All right.
That's right. All right.
Now it's,
all right,
now it's going.
Woo. All right. So, woo. All right.
Bing bong. Right.
So now, what was it that made you have to forgive everything that it was that may have stopped you from getting to where it was that you were at that moment? Make sure that you don't take any of the baggage with you in pursuing this new road of successfully helping other people. And what was it that you were ultimately focused on that made you make that transition inside of what could have been, you know, stable, easy, and simple?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could have put it in park. Nice and steady. No harm, no foul. Great life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you're deciding to be a true solutionary that has seen one mountain top and is now looking at the next mountain top from that vantage point, right? So you're right. Flying to the next one. What is it that has made you, or what is it that you've been focused on in making that transition?
So the entire time I've been in the car business, the area that I've always focused on, that I've always done the best in my opinion, the area that I love is finance. And so where I, you know, seemed to thrive and I always really enjoyed it was putting a deal together and, you know, finding like, and Fred, you might even understand this a little bit, like getting a customer that might even be challenged or have something that makes it hard and finding a way to make that structure make sense, right? So for me, I spent a large part of my time when I was on the retail side of the car dealership in finance and, you know, working with banks and working with customers and putting it all together. And so I really enjoyed that part of the business. And so for me, as I transitioned over the years in the car business, it was from structuring deals to understanding finance, to understanding products. And then when I went to the side where I became the vendor, or I became the you know, working for a vendor, and basically that side of the equation, that's what I loved. I wanted to stay in finance. So I wanted to be able to come back into the dealership and do what I loved the most. And that was be in the finance office, you know, roll my sleeves up and not just, you know, tell somebody how to do it, but show them, you know, and get behind the desk and install processes and show them the way that we can do something that's beneficial for the customer, beneficial for the dealership, and, you know, in the end, you know, bring value to everybody. And so that was, for me, what it was. I loved putting deals together. I loved the complexity of it. I loved the, you know, and honestly, I loved the hard ones. I loved the people that were the biggest challenge, that had like the hardest situation to get done, because that was like honestly sometimes the most rewarding. Watching somebody's expression or their you know, just watching them light up when, you know, they couldn't get a car, they came in, they didn't think they could get a car, and then you found a way to make that work. And so that was the stuff I had up.
You know, I love that. But and that's exactly, you know, we're very similar in blood. You know what I mean? Like that's exactly the type of motivation that I have, the type of feeling that I get whenever a situation like that happens for me or for a client. It's nothing better. You know, my funny ones, you know, some funny situations when you get somebody that comes in, I can't buy anything. And then they're like, you know, 780, perfect credit score, just never bought a car, you know, but everything else, right? And they got $3,000 down and a free and clear trade. And you're like, oh yeah, woo, that was a tough one, right? So it's like, those are the funny ones, you kind of feel like, wow, okay, great. But no, man, you know, what you do is really awesome. You know, what you've built that from, coming from a finance background, you know, I did some research, you know, a little bit deeper research before the interview. And I know that, you know, you went to local community college there in Pima. I remember PCC, I know exactly where it's at.
Right.
And you went there for a little bit and then you decided to get into the car business very quickly, much like I did. I did a very short term in school and said, you know what, car biz, right?
Well, it's funny, I didn't think I was going to get in the car business. I grew up thinking I was going to be in computer science. I wanted nothing to do with the car business because I was like the car kid. You know, I grew up at 13 years old. I was bidding on cars with my father. And, you know, I grew up in the business and I, you know, as a kid was like, yeah, I don't want this. I've seen too much of this. I don't want to do this. And then it's like you get hooked on it, right? Something happens. There's a trigger. And for me, it was like I was in college. I'm sitting there, and I'm going to school for computer science, and this instructor comes up, and he's talking about how you'll reach this threshold where you can make 60 to 80 grand a year. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want somebody to put a cap on what I could do. I don't want somebody to tell me, like, this is the boundaries or the box I need to live in. And that was the trigger for me. Yeah. And so at that time, I was starting in sales. And my first day on the lot, like, as in sales, I'm like uneasy. You know, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm not sure about this. I sold two cars in my first day. And, you know, it's rewarding, right? When you can make a lot of money really quick. And so I got hooked, you know, and next thing you know, you start progressing along. And with me, it was a family dealership. So with my father, he was die hard, right? Like it was not like nothing was handed to me. I had to earn it twice over. Like he was one of those guys that like you had to dig in and you had to prove your weight like twofold versus anybody else in the group. But I did. And you know, it's like I said, it's like a drug. It gets you and you pull in and you embrace the business and it becomes you.
And that's exactly right. You know,
so many that are successful at this maintain that newness to it the entire time that they're doing it. Once that fire goes out, boom, that's it. Transition. Get out of there. You know what I mean? If you can't get re-stoked and re-fired up about doing this, you're not going to make it. And you're not going to do the best thing that you can do for you. You know what I mean? You need to find that thing, no matter what it is in life, that keeps you burning, that keeps you motivated, that keeps you wanting to save the world every day. You know what I mean? And whatever that is, we want to make sure that we help people find that. You know, so, there's so many great people that have just not made it as car guys that I have been so privileged to meet and to be around. And the chance to share a floor with, the chance to mentor for a moment, the chance to teach them word tracks, the chance to show them how to solve problems for people from a completely different world than what they are from. You know what I mean? And these are life-changing conversations and moments and building of character that many people we get the chance to meet, and they go on to other things. Some of them just are not car guys. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? They've gone on to other great things. And it's key that you meet people that are like that Michael, that are trying to make sure that those connections happen, that no matter what, you're enriched as a person when the transaction is complete. You know what I mean? You're finding a way to be a culture changer by finding a solution to a problem rather than just selling a product, right? You know what I mean? Right. Bringing value no matter what. No matter what. There is no cost if there's no value. You know what I mean? But I can get crazy pumped up and excited saying all that. You inspire me, just like all these other people that are here. Let's shout out to some of these
people that have been
commenting. Yeah, starting off with John Pellegrino.
My guys.
so excited to have other people that are feeling
the car business,
the solutionary syrup that's being poured out there. What's going on? My man Kendrick.
Kendrick, what's hey, cooking? Buddy.
What's happening out there?
November 1st yourself. Let's go.
It is the first.
Time to rock.
It's still the first. We are still the first.
We got Jerry Christian Connor. Says, what's up, guys? What's up? Appreciate you for being here tonight.
Welcome, welcome.
And, of course, we got Michelle Maltese.
From the Think Tank.
Yes.
No. What's up, what's up?
What's up, girl?
Another solutionary.
Chase.
With the big guns.
Yes, what's going on, Chase? Man, appreciate you for jumping on.
Speaking of Michaels.
Michael Landis. And he is steady, always been a great fan, always been a great friend, always been a great person. So I appreciate you, Michael, for always jumping on. Every Michael that we know, and I've met a lot of new Michaels recently, and they're great people. Michael Larkin, Michael Offmuth, Michael Landis. I mean, you can keep going. Michael Dooley. I mean, come on. These people are all amazing solutionaries.
We need to have an entire series just of Michaels.
I need to change my name to Michael, maybe.
There's something about the name Michael. That's an entire series.
Come on,
you know what I mean? I love Michael Jackson. He's always in the cafe with us. You know what I mean? It's
Michael Bublé.
There's something about the name Michael. We might actually do one. The Michael Brew. We might release a Michael Brew.
And then you got Michelle. Michelle says, yes, Lou does nominate. Oh, that's because I was talking about the 40 under 40.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, you're under 40 too, aren't you? Or, you know, you're not. You're my age. You think you're never mind. We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
I'm a sprinkle over 40 myself.
Thank you, Jerry.
The sprinkles all over the chin. You can see the white.
Yeah, so. I'm doing the same and on the side. No, yeah.
Hey, but that just shows that, you know, we know what's up. So Jerry says, I'm in for nominating Lou. Awesome. And you got Michelle, Michael is a hard worker and a deal maker. No
doubt. That's right.
And he's been doing that, and he's he's consistent. I mean, we're going to keep talking about these things about Michael, but he's consistent. He's all the above. So he's definitely the type of person. He understands what you put in is what you get back. No doubt. So, hey, guys. Christina. Cooper. What's up, everyone? What's going on? Michael Ramsey, right. Love you guys. Michelle is the Michael version. You're right. And there's a lot of cool Michelles that we know, too. It's so crazy.
That is crazy. Whoa.
Michelle says, I'm almost 55. Oh, you're just starting life,
Just getting started.
Seriously. Anyway, let's get back to it. So, man, I've kind of learned a lot already about you. So, for one, you know, I read a little bit, but, you know, hearing that, you know, that you come from a car background, in a sense, is pretty nice to hear. That's neat. And that shows that you decided that you didn't want to do it. And then you're like, man, I hear you when you said that whole term, you're limited yourself to what kind of income you can make. That's exactly the reason why the schooling I was getting was limiting me to that too. And the deeper I got into it, and then I saw the very first ad of how much you can make as a car guy, I was like, come on. And then I met somebody, and I knew he was making that kind of money and little more. Okay, so anyway, he got me excited because I knew that there was an opportunity for a person like me to get in there. And I know that I'm a pretty smart person and I know how to work and I love talking to people and I love shaking hands and making the grands and all that type of stuff, right? So much like you, you got into the car business, you know, you can to have that background, you know, was it there in Arizona?
It was, yeah.
Man, that's so
cool. I grew up and basically was in Tucson for most of my life up until about 7-8 years ago when I started traveling. And that's when I flipped over to be an agent or a general agent. And my first area I went to was Georgia. Right. And so I spent about a year and a half, 2 years. And when I came in as a general agent, they basically said, okay, we have Mazda that's out in Georgia. We need you to be the general agent. You're going to do sales development and training in 13 different Mazda dealerships. And so at that time, that was kind of like, that was my chance. That was like the ledge where I can jump out and say, okay, I'm going to become an agent. And in doing it, it was kind of a complicated conversation at home because I'm telling my wife, hey, here's an opportunity that I can do something different. I want to do, I love, but it's across the country, you know? So do we want to do this? Do you not want to do this? You know? So we kind of went back and forth on it, but, you know, God love my wife. She basically said, yeah, I got your back. We packed a car up and we drove to Georgia.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
Because she understood. Because every path that you took, you always took a path that brought you better things, right?
Right.
And that's what's so amazing. But that you built that courage inside her, like she built the courage inside you. You know, and that's what's amazing about having a good partner.
There is nothing,
you know, being a good partner, an elite FI partner. There's something amazing about that, right? So, you know, and you guys carry that onto your business life. You know, you guys understand that there's risks that are needed to be taken, right? There's times that you need to do things that are different that maybe no one else has ever done. You know, sometimes you got to be that person who goes above and beyond, you know, and I believe that's what you're doing right now. And I've seen it. It's unbelievable. I love it. And I'm like having you here tonight is, you know, it's something that, you know, we've had the honor to talk to you. You know, we've talked business. We've talked some things. We've talked ideas. We've been on the think tank multiple times together. We've had times to sit down and talk about the, you know, us partnering up and doing this whole, you know, being a sponsor and doing those types of things, which in turn is, I feel like we're partners, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that being said, So, you know, hearing all this and being able to learn a little bit more about where you came from and that in the path that you took in the car business and what direction you went, you know, and who gave you the courage to take that step and say, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make this stuff happen. And during that time, there was, you know, and I love to ask this to people because it's something important to me because there's always somebody that influenced me really big that was a car person, you know, somebody that helped me say, I'm better than just being a guy on the floor. I'm more than that, or maybe I'm even better than just more than just an F&I manager. You know, I could be more, even if you're, you know, tags don't mean anything. You know, you could be a leader. We talked about that recently. You talked about that recently. Being a leader is a mindset, and it's something that, you know, you become, but somebody helps you become that, understand that mindset. You know what I mean? Who would that person be for you?
Who would be, I'm sorry?
Who's that person that probably influenced you, got you into a mindset of like, hey, I'm going to keep doing this and I'm going to make this business mine or helped you?
That's easy. My wife has always been right there behind me, encouraging me. And it's, you know, a lot of guys will tell you that, you know, like behind every great man is the woman standing there telling him or nudging him and giving him the encouragement. And I've made along the way my share of mistakes, right? You don't, you trust the wrong people, you do the wrong thing, you follow your heart. Sometimes it doesn't lead you down the right road, but she's always been there to, you know, kind of nudge and push me along. And, you know, becoming an agent, that was a risk, right? That was the step that was like going out on the ledge and, you know, putting it all forward. And it's like all or nothing. You're going to give this your all and you're going to make it or you're going to fail, you know? And she was there. She had my back and she pushed me over and, you know, and luckily everything's worked out to take us to where we're at right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that comes a lot of scary days, right? There's a lot of times and sleepless nights where you're like, ooh, you know, did I make the right choice? And then, you know, when we left the previous agency that we were part of and like formed our own last year, that was another one. That was another time that was kind of like a, you know, you know, and you're awake at night going, oof, am I making the right decision? Is this the right thing? And, you know, you have all the right intentions, all the right motives, all the right encouragement, everything points go, but it's still scary because you're still on that ledge, right? And having, you know, that person that's standing behind you and encouraging you makes a huge difference. And that has your back, you know, and that's how they answer that question easily.
Man, I had a feeling you were going to say that because I could tell, you know, based off of everything, you know, and I understand that because that is a partnership. I do believe that to have a good partnership with your spouse is huge, you know, because that helps you understand how to have a business partnership. When you kind of have like, you know, if you have issues, it tends to be that there's issues that would be in business too, you know. So you got to be balanced in life. You got to be good here. It's not a facade, you know. You got to also be real, right?
Right.
You know, so that being said, Lou.
Well, I mean, to touch on all of the things that you're poking at there, inside of what it takes to be the true solutionary that goes out, achieves his dreams and helps other people do the same, is that it is one, a simple key that people do understand. And there's nothing a good man can't do if he has a good woman that believes in him. That is one of the most powerful forces, is a woman believing inside of a man, and he can really move a mountain, when, especially if he's got to. And I believe those that step up are the true solutionaries that we want to be brewing with, and we want to continue to caffeinate inside of their pursuit to share their heart with not just their clients but with their family. We want to make sure that we are seeing the paradigm shift inside of the car business, where the family takes its priority the way that it should, where the unit of the husband and the wife gets the attention that it needs in order for everybody to have the most productive life possible. Because ultimately, it's not just the commodities we sell; it's the life that we get to live,
yes.
And the solutions that we bring to the world. And so if this is what it is that we spend so much time in, it's key that our time and our focus and our energies and our hearts are consistently postured towards our family in a way that makes sure that they know they are just as valued as the people that we're trying to pour out value to inside of the rest of the business world, right? Yeah. It is so key that we keep growing inside of our pursuit for our relationship with our God, and also in relationship with the people that are closest to us that he's blessed us to have. And it's awesome, and I applaud that relationship. And again, it's so evident inside of your life, you know what I mean? If there's a glow, which I believe there is, my brother, you got the glow, you know what I mean? You're glowing like you're in love, like you're identified, you know, as long as, because whether we believe in you or not, it's not going to change what she thinks, you know what I mean? If it doesn't matter what other people may not have done business with you, that never changed what she thought of you when you went back home. And that is where you were firmly rooted. You know what I mean? That's where it was that you were completely understand. I'm loved, whether they love me or not. You know, they just don't know me like you do, babe. You know what I'm saying? They don't know me like you, girl. You know, and that fire stays stoked inside of that relationship. It makes you be successful everywhere that you go. You know what I mean? Because you bring that everywhere you go. Who doesn't want to be around somebody that's on fire and excited? It gives people hope. And we appreciate
it. Well, is a tug of war, right? Because, like, it requires a lot of time, right? And it takes it from a lot of people. So, you know, being on the retail side for many years of my life, you know, I've been the guy that was the first one in, the last one to leave. You know, I would show up when it's still dark outside and leave when it's still dark outside. So I understand and respect, you know, that a lot of guys put that time in. You have to learn how to balance it. You're exactly right. You need to learn how to prioritize the things that are really important in your life. Because if you don't do that, if that falls apart, nothing else matters. It all falls apart, right? So the nucleus or the core to all of us is going to be a happy life at home, right? If we have that, everything else can flourish around us. If we can't balance that, then it's going to fall apart, 100%.
No doubt. And that's
the foundation, baby.
It really is, you know, and it's you can burn yourself out doing too much of something. And then, you know, when we talk about our whys, a lot of people who have family life that's great, that, you know, that they love, their biggest why is, you know, making sure their children know they love them, and they want to make sure that children see what good work does and how working hard, you know, that type of stuff, right? And If you don't have a great relationship with them, what does all that really matter then? Sure. Right? So what are you really showing them? So you got to make sure you do that. You know, I know you just went on vacation to Disney.
Yeah, he went to Disney.
He much like I am a DVC member. You know, we love to go down there as much as we possibly can. You know, so it's pretty awesome that you're like that. So maybe one day we could schedule like we all go together. It'd be kind of
cool. That'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun.
But you know, I love it. You know, it's something that I miss it. I can't wait. This is like crazy for me not to go this past year.
You know what's funny is like I go to these trips like with Disney and. You know, and you'll know this, right? So, like, you show up to a hotel, and, like, the first thing they say to you is, welcome home, right? Yes. They kind of treat you like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, royalty. You're, like, you're special. And the thing I really enjoy about it is not even so much the fact that they make you feel special. It's the fact that they follow the same process no matter what property it is, no matter where it's at. And you can see the steps they're all going through, the training they've all gone through, the uniformness of it all. And like, I almost want to go do a trip there and record the process and be like, watch this. I did a video one time. This is like shortly after I started doing videos. Again, thank you for encouraging me to do it. But like, I went through a drive-through at Chick-fil-A and I'm recording with the camera on my side because they had two lanes side by side. And as I'm going through, I'm like, oh my God, there's like 30, 40 cars here. And I went through the drive-through in like 4 minutes. Right.
It's unreal how fast it is. You're right.
And then there was a time I went through like a McDonald's like a couple days later for my kids, and there's like three cars, and it took like 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, so the comparison of like a process that works to one that doesn't, it's something that's worth looking at. It's something that's fun to illustrate and show people that, because that's, you know, we all like, that's what I live in, right? I love installing a process in a finance office. So if I can find examples outside of the car business and show somebody how to do it. Awesome. I love it. And especially just as simple as a drive-thru.
You're so right. And you're right on the money what you're talking about there, folks. If you're hearing what he's saying, processes and good processes are so vital. And sometimes having to adjust it, you know, he just compared McDonald's to Chick-fil-A, and that's exactly the same comparison I would make. Because the process at McDonald's used to be the best. Everybody knew that you got your food fast. It was good. Everybody liked it. We understand that now you go through a line. I swear they'll tell you to pull up front for like, there's nobody behind you. I'm like, what's going on? You know, what? Why do you want me to pull forward? There's nobody behind me. You know, stuff like that. You know, the food would take 15 minutes when there's only three people in line. I just, you know, I know when I pull up to a Chick-fil-A, I don't care if the line's all the way out the street. I know it's going to still go quick. And it's like, you know what? It's worth it. Even if it's like 7 minutes instead of 5 minutes. You know what I mean? I'll do it, you know, instead of the McDonald's 15 minutes and the food subpar, you know what I mean? But right. But I still like it. I love some two cheeseburger meal with fries and a Coke. Let's go.
Right.
Right. Oh, wow. So, but no, Lou, I know you haven't even.
I do like McDonald's coffee. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah, McDonald's coffee is not too bad, bro. It's not.
But so before we jump to this next and last question on the five liner, I want to drop this quick awesomeness on the screen before we get away. Right? All right, that's it.
It's the future, folks.
You understood.
Elite FI Partners, once again, proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. www.elitefipartners.com. Make sure you get you some of that. Man, they're ready to help you out. I know they're willing to do whatever it takes. Just give them a call. If it's not a good match and they know there's something that they can't do for you, they won't even offer. They'll just let you know, hey, it's just not something I can do. But there's my gut tells me if you're reaching out, they can help you and probably, no doubt in my mind, make sure that your dealership gets to the next level. Make sure you get from regular to elite.
The Car Guy Coffee approved.
Because it is. They are. They're Car Guy Coffee approved. And there's no doubt we love that about them. You know, they're always going to be Car Guy Coffee approved because they keep growing. That's their whole thing. Keep growing, and that's what they do. They keep growing. They keep growing. And I absolutely love to see that kind of stuff happen, especially with people that I know and people that I consider friends. So I'm so glad that that you're doing what you're doing, and I'm glad that you're here tonight. So
it's inspiring because so many other people are wanting to take leaps into where it is that, you know, some people haven't really paved the road completely yet. You know what I mean? There's no how to do manuals on some of the stuff that you're achieving. And you're having enough faith inside of your processes, inside of your belief, inside of your product, which ultimately is you. You know what I mean? And it's exciting to have you doing that. Man, it makes me want to do this.
All right. So, for the new commercial ahead of time. That's awesome.
Car gals,
one question that we want to make sure that we do get the chance to get a solutionary in here and answering for us is what it is that is his greatest reward for all of these efforts and all of these achievements that he's had and milestones and things that he's seen accomplished right now. I'm sure his faith levels are at the greatest heights that they've ever been at. And so with that are going to come some of the biggest challenges that he's ever had, which are going to make these achievements that he's had up to now be things that are just added to the wonderful accolades that will be attributed to his elite lifestyle in the future. But car guys, car gals, we are asking Mr. Elite FI Partners himself, Michael Offmuth, what is your greatest reward?
Easy. And this is why I align so well with you guys, and that is watching people grow. And so, like I have, and you saw in the chat earlier, Jerry Connor, he works with me up in Michigan. I'm ecstatic. I can't even tell you how excited I get when I see his progress. I see him growing. I see him inside a dealership working with people and the training and the process, and then watching the end result, which is, again, the finance manager and his progression and, you know, how that works. That is my greatest reward. And it's, you know, making money and all the things that we all go after at the end of the day, that's a result. I love that. Don't get me wrong. We're all in it to make money. I'm not trying to say money's not important, but I'm saying to me, the biggest reward is watching the growth of the people around me. Watching, you know, somebody like a Jerry Connor, watching the finance managers that I work with, he works with, and watching, you know, their progression. And then when you get the phone call from a finance guy saying, hey, I did that thing you were talking to me about, or I watched you doing a delivery, that works really well. That excitement, you know, when they come back and realize the stuff you're talking about isn't just me coming in and saying, just try this and see if it works. It's something that we've tried and proven. You know, like we have the experience because we've done this, you know, enough times when we can tell you this is a proven process. And by all means, I'm not trying to say I have the end all answer. If you've got something that's better, I will listen. You know what I mean? But we are going to be there with things that we know work and we know will generate results and will, in the end, leave somebody, you know, feeling accomplished, one, as the finance person, but two, feeling satisfied as a customer. You know, and that's ultimately what, you know, I would say is the answer for that.
Man, great. Yes. You're leaving a legacy amongst other car people, you know, and you're looking for people and trying to help them and you encourage them. When you see somebody, it makes your heart just warm up. I know exactly what you mean, right? Mm-hmm. You know, something better, nothing better than that, you know. Just the fact that you even give us props for helping you get on.
Yes,
the video.
I mean,
you know, just that really encourages me so much. You know, the thing about you though is like, much like what we just witnessed, you are great in front of a camera now. You've worked so well. You've become good at speaking your craft. To the point where, because you were always a good salesperson, we know that, but being in front of a camera sometimes could be a little bit different because we're not in front of cameras. Right. We're in front of people, you know, so it's a little bit different. You know, you have really...
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. So we're doing the commercial, what was it, yesterday? And so I've been doing these videos for a little bit, right? You know, we all hold a phone up or, you know, something and record ourselves and put it online. And I've gotten to the point where I'm very comfortable doing that. It's not like difficult for me to hold the camera. It's like you progress. I don't know how to say it, but you get to the point where you're more comfortable with it. The moment somebody else was holding the camera, I forgot how to talk. I couldn't talk. It took me like 5 times to get something out that was very simple for this. But it's just funny how that changes, like how you know, trigger goes off in your head sometimes that if somebody else is recording you or changes the atmosphere that you're comfortable in. But, you know, it takes me back to when we were talking about it. You have to make yourself uncomfortable. You have to put yourself in these positions, to grow, right? You have to get in situations that don't, you know, that get you out of your comfort zone. And that's where the true growth comes from.
Man, I love that. You know, you're so right. True growth. Folks, this five-liner, we talked about,
you know, his purpose, his why. We went into, you know, so many other points that I think that you guys see the story, where he came from, how he did it, what motivates him, what's that person that helped him get there, his wife. A lot of this, if you guys reflect back to all the answers of everything that he's talked about, he's just talking about being a good person.
Love it.
You know what I mean? Like, the deep core of everything is just being a good person and being somebody who, you know, you could be a good person and not do nothing, but are you really a good person and not do nothing? No, because you're doing yourself an injustice. You're doing other people injustices, right? So in order to be a good person, you have to be a person that has a good moral background. You have to be – that's just the start of it. You know, you can have a good moral background. Doesn't mean you're going to be a good person. You understand good morals, right? But you have to also lead by example, which he does. He does it in elite fashion.
Elite.
He does it with people that he's training. He does it with his you know, his wife, and his wife has so much trust in him that they've done things that are outside of their comfort zone, being uncomfortable. They're trying to leave I'm sure she is too, because you guys are partners. You guys are trying to leave a legacy of growth amongst other people across the nation. And what you're doing is something that people are starting to understand more why that's important.
Yeah.
You're sharing that in a very specific way. You know, the difference between the videos that we, you know, you talk about somebody watching you and it's more scripted, right? Now, I know, and if you're anything like me, is that you have an idea of what you want your videos that you put on your normal videos, but it comes out, right?
Correct.
You just do it. Yeah. And that is the difference between what you're – it's hard for me to do scripted stuff too. Right? Trust me, we used to record commercials for our dealership, and they would get me, and I would just be wrong like 5 times in a row. And it'd be the easiest words, right? But for me to be – just talk about what I really am genuinely passionate – it's not that your commercial's not that way, but I know it's written out because it's a commercial. It's a time. You have so many seconds, you know, whatever. You can't go over this amount at all,
right,
or whatever, right? So – for you, it's much like me. It's difficult, but that's okay. Like you said, you're getting uncomfortable and you got better at it. I know by the time we did another commercial, I felt a little bit more comfortable and I went right through it. And because you just realize, just be you, do your thing, right? And
you gotta get your reps in,
right? And you know, the thing about what he does in this whole gathering is that he grew up. He understood what this business could do. He sees that other things that you can go to school, spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get an education to make pennies on the dollar compared to what the opportunity is here in the car business. But in the meanwhile, all you're doing, even when you're a salesperson, you are helping people. You saw the smiles on their faces. This is stuff that he said. He did these things and he loved it. He got passionate. He would come in when it was dark and leave when it was dark. He would do all the things that was necessary to show that I'm here and this is my career, right? This isn't just something I'm doing to make a little money so I can go to the bar tonight.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make a little money and go to bar tonight. Yes. But at the same time, but I'm doing this because I'm going to the bar with a bunch of car guys. We're going to talk about our deals. We're going to go out there and we're going to pass out business cards. Right. That's the difference between somebody who's, you know, that's a career guy. He's out here letting people know who they are. I'm sure you went right down that path just like that. You got an opportunity to do finance and then you crushed finance and you understood the opportunities there. And you're like, you know what? I'm just here in this little neck of the woods. Why not spread out and do more? Right.
Right.
And he did all that. That's that keep growing mentality. And he's doing it with class. He's doing it with a smile. He's doing it with his family. He's sharing the love with his family. He's having fun. He's sharing it with everybody else in a think tank. He's doing it with people like you and I, sharing the love with us. Seriously, man, being our sponsor is awesome. And I do appreciate you reaching out. And it means a lot. This five liner was really cool because, I mean, honestly, I knew you, but now I know you. You know what I mean? So I'm real excited that we got to do this.
Did we just become best friends again?
We're three best friends.